Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little ZZ Top bringing us back 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, when you get a chance. And don't forget, when you get there, Ivan Meisner, who's our guest this half hour, longtime Brain Trust member all the way back to 1999. He's got an outstanding body of work that he's deposited with us over the years. We have a suite right there on our site that's devoted to Ivan, and so you can find him there, and but also at BNI.com. And Ivan, you got a new website, dude, coming out too, don't you?
We do. It's out now, and it's for a book that I've got coming out in January of 2011. So I think I've talked about it on your show before, but here's the name of the book. Business, Networking, and Sex, Not What You Think.
and as the year goes by, you're going to give us a peek into the book, and then we're going to launch it on the show in January, right?
Absolutely. I've launched my last two books on your show. Jim, I'll launch this one as well. This one's about the difference between men and women and how they network. There is a website if you'd like to get some information. Just see what's going on. There's a public forum. You can tell your horror story.
Now, when we do that, when we do more of this on this book, could you bring along a lady to help us? Because it's so much more fun talking about how the sexes are different with women than when it's a guy and a girl, not two guys. See, because if two guys, it sounds like we're beating up on the ladies or something. See, and so what do you think?
I agree completely, and one of my co-authors is a woman.
Okay, so, well, make sure she joins us when we do this,
I will.
Okay?
Yeah.
And so it'll be her against us, and she'll almost be outnumbered.
Listen, I'm taking the survey side, and she does the female side,
okay.
And we have another co-author who does the male side.
All right, not two guys, just one guy. Anyway, check it out, folks. And
BusinessNetworkingAndSex.com is the website.
BusinessNetworkingAndSex.com, so check it out. You'll like it, folks. Ivan, and BNI, of course, folks, is international, the greatest networking organization in the world that Ivan founded. You can find a local chapter by going to their website, BNI.com, and join it. We got one right here where I am, and they do a great job here. Ivan, I want to get to the other three questions, the other three comments that your people made in the most recent survey. What's the yo-yo effect that people talked about?
Well, people talked, I called it the yo-yo effect, but one person talked about the marketplace just going up and down and up and down and up and down, and that was what had me call it, the yo-yo effect. But many people talked about things that related to that. One talked about billable hours going up, but last year was way down. Another respondent talked about the adjustments and contractions that were occurring as they were being forced to change and adapt. And he felt that we're not out of the woods yet because of this kind of up and down effect. And I think we can all relate to that.
Absolutely.
It's looking good, and then it's looking bad, and then it's looking good, and then it's
right.
looking bad.
Yeah, it's a good way to say it. It's a roller coaster. Kind of what I've said before. So, yeah, it's a problem, and I'll tell you something, Ivan. We're going to be like this for a little while longer. Maybe 3 or 4 years longer.
Well, I'm more optimistic, Jim. I think I don't think it'll last that long.
I would be. I'm optimistic. I'm with you. If it were just up to you, people like you and me and your members in my audience. But we got the politicians involved. They're the ones who are yo-yoing this thing, and so I'm gonna jump in there with your folks who commented on government earlier. Hey, let's just move down and talk about natural disasters. That was one of the things people talked about.
Wow, that came up a lot, and I didn't. You know, that was off the radar in terms of things that would pop up.
But
did
Japan bring that to mind this time?
Well, a little bit, but
also the earthquake in New Zealand.
The survey was completed right. You know, when the Japan earthquake hit, so that wasn't even the biggest one mentioned, and yet it was the biggest that happened. But there were comments from the United States. One person said, "My area's been getting pounded with snow, more snow, sleet, freezing rain." It's like on and on. The New Zealand earthquake came up.
Right.
The Australia flooding in Queensland came up. So, and then Japan wasn't even mentioned because the survey ended right about the time the Japan earthquake hit.
Interesting.
And I think there's about a one-week overlap, but, you know, people aren't going to take surveys from Japan at that time.
Interesting that people have that on their mind and that's what that you gave them the opportunity to talk about anything they wanted to talk about, and that was on their mind. What about the creativity responses?
Well, Well, this is something that I saw in the first survey, though we didn't have questions. I did talk to people who had taken the survey.
And I got 30 seconds.
Creative responses. There is greater optimism out there. They've spent a lot more time networking. Networking is a great way to help people build their business. And a lot of people said that the consumers are just starting to be a little more willing to spend more, and they're trying to reinvent themselves to get there.
You know, one thing I know, Ivan, I know you agree with me. The times that I've had the toughest times I've had have been the times when I've been the most creative.
Yep.
It happens every time. BNI.com is the website. Give us the one for the new book again.
Business Networking and Sex.com. It's about gender.
There you go. Check it out. Thanks, Ivan, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim.
Dr. Ivan Meisner. He'll be back. I will be too, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.